Now, infected place, it's got a big core in it.
Ooh, a boil.
Did you ever call it anything else when you were a boiler?
Well, some forms of boils were called carbuncles, but I don't know what the difference was. I think a carbuncle has a hard core.
And the stuff that comes out when they open the boil.
Oh, pus.
You never called that anything else, did you, sir?
No, I don't think so.
And then somebody had gotten shot, and you'd say that the doctor dressed
the wound.
And sometimes the wound doesn't heal clean. The stuff that grows in it that you have to cut out of.
Gangrene.
Anything else you used to call it wasn't
crowd flesh. Almost forgotten that one. That would be rather whitish, dead-looking flesh.
And you hear somebody is dead, and you say, I wonder what it was he
died of.
And the place they would bury him would be the
cemetery.
Did you always call it that, sir?
I think so. I've heard it called burying ground, but cemetery is. One might speak about on the little farms where you'd have individual family repositories, they'd be called a burying ground.
Mm-hmm. And the thing they would put them in before they buried them?
The coffin.
You still call it that, sir?
No, I'd call it a casket formerly. I think that's only formal talk. I'd still say coffin.
And in the old days, there was a death in the family, the women would have on the black clothes. You'd say they're
dressed in mourning.
Child's out late at a party, and mother begins to get excited. Father tries to make her feel better, say, he'll be home all right. Now just
calm down.
Don't
get excited. Or don't get yourself worked up over nothing.
Or don't.
Don't carry on so.
Don't work. You ever use the word worry?
Oh, sure. Don't worry.
And somebody is getting old, his joints are stiff and aching, you'd say he's got
the rheumatism.
Anything else you'd use for that same disease, sir?
Well, I've heard words old folks to say, speak about rheumatics. Got the rheumatics or the rheumatiz, even.